sex, drugs, and racing cars. That's the substance of Ron Howard's new film, Rush. This well-made and, from what I can tell, fairly accurate biodrama recounts the 1976 Formula One car racing season and the rivalry that ensued between drivers James Hunt and Niki Lauda. The film goes deep into the personal lifestyles of both these men and how that affected them as race car drivers. Hunt, appropriately played by Chris Hemsworth of Thor and the Avengers, is portrayed as a heavy-drinking, woman-loving, completely undisciplined young slacker who only relies on his raw talent to barely win his assigned races. Lauda, played by Daniel Brühl, is an extremely self-disciplined and precise athlete who uses skill and well-being as his strategy. These polar opposite styles of living also impact each driver's personal life, and we are shown marriages, breakups, and many inner monologues about each man's worldview. While these personal aspects of each man's life do eventually become important as the competition between them heats up, what all is shown to us, particularly towards the film's beginning, I didn't find necessary. Where I think the film most delivers is as a sports movie, depicting several suspenseful and well-shot racing sequences. It closely chronicles each driver's standing in the world competition over the course of the season and is graphic in its depiction of the pressure, stress, and injury that can come from such a competitive sport. It was with these scenes, and in the moments when the two men talked about how their different approaches to their cars and their lives impacted them as athletes, that I got most involved. If this film was trying to be a full-on character study, I don't think it quite succeeded. But if it was trying to be an interesting and entertaining biography and sports film, then it certainly did. For KRWG, this is Jack Fields with the Weekly Film Review.